Impress your colleagues with your writing skills. On today's episode, we learn the fine art of composing a Spanish formal email, un correo electrónico. Bienvenidos. Welcome to Business Spanish. The Business Spanish podcast will help you develop your skills as a bilingual professional in negotiation and communication, whether you're in the boardroom or the break room. I'm your host, Michelle, and I invite you to join us in each episode as we explore the Spanish of different industries, business disciplines, and cultures. ¿Listos? Manos a la obra. Hola y bienvenidos, amigos. Welcome back to another episode of Business Spanish. Thank you for all who listen to us faithfully every couple weeks when a new episode is launched. And I want to remind you to please share this podcast with your network, with your friends. It's a great way to practice listening comprehension and not just for business Spanish. All right, we're going to dive right into our subject for today's episode, and that is writing a formal business email. Especially in today's day and age, sometimes email is the very first impression you are going to make in a business relationship. So we need to make sure that that first impression is spectacular. And I'll remind you to go back to our very first episode number one about making a great first impression in person. Today, we're going to learn how to do that with a formal email. And you can adapt these suggestions, of course, if you're writing a business letter that's going by snail mail. But all too often these days, our communication is digital. So we're going to talk about some of the best practices there and teach you some common and formal and very polite and professional phrases to use in your business email. What are some reasons you might want to write a formal email? Well, one, as we mentioned earlier, is to make first contact with somebody. Communicating in general in a professional environment. Maybe you want to discuss sales or apply for a job. Sometimes, unfortunately, we have to make a professional apology. And of course, there's always the resignation or termination letters. These might be some reasons to write this formal business Spanish email. Some best practices, as you would in any language, when you're writing a formal email, you're going to want to avoid slang, colloquialisms, emojis, of course. You want to use that formal, professional language. Be careful to proofread your grammar and proofread your spelling and punctuation and just the general flow of things before you push that send button. And also very important to keep those emails rather brief and to the point. You can later request a phone call or an in-person meeting, but busy executives don't have time to sit and read through lengthy emails, so keep them brief. So we're going to start by going through some different elements that are generally included in a business email. And we'll teach you those things in Spanish and also some phrases that might come in handy in each of these sections. Then we're going to go on to compose three different emails in Spanish. So we're going to start with the to and from, which typically you don't have to put that in Spanish. But in Spanish, when we're sending from, of course, in that field, it's going to be de, D-E, de. And the sender is el remitente, remitente. The recipient of the email is el destinario. El destinario. So typically in that field, if you had your email program in Spanish, it would say para, which means to or for. Para. Para el destinario. de el remitente. Now the subject field is el asunto. Asunto is subject. What are some examples of el asunto, the subject? Again, we want to keep these subject fields rather brief and to the point in our business Spanish email. So, in the asunto, you may put puesto de trabajo if you're applying for a job position. Puesto de trabajo. Or if you're like me and you're wanting to invite somebody to be a guest on your podcast, in the asunto field, you could put invitación al podcast. Invitación al podcast. Podcast invitation. Or maybe you're having a conference for your subcontractors, in which case, in that subject field, you could put conferencia para subcontratistas. Conferencia para subcontratistas. All right, now when we're starting the letter in the body of the email, you're going to start with un saludo. Saludo is a salutation or greeting. Such as in English, we might say, dear so-and-so. There's a more formal way to say that in Spanish, and there's a less formal way. But in a business letter, we are going to use the more formal way. The most common way to say dear so-and-so in a business letter in Spanish is estimado. Estimado. That would be masculine singular. Of course, if you're speaking to a woman, you would say estimada señora. Estimada doctora. Estimado, estimada. That's the most common. And after our salutation, we are going to use a colon instead of a comma. So, estimado señor Rodríguez, colon. Some other saludos would be apreciado. Apreciado licenciado Gómez, or apreciada ingeniera Velázquez. So estimado and apreciado are typically used when we know who we're talking to. But what's that old standby we often use in English if we don't really know the name of the person who is to receive the letter? In English, we often say, dear sirs, or to whom it may concern. So, to whom it may concern in Spanish is a quien corresponda. A quien corresponda. Colon. Or you might also say, a quien pueda interesar. A quien pueda interesar. To whom it may interest, basically. So those were our saludos. Let's move on to the next part of our letter, the introducción y motivo, the introduction and reason that we are writing this letter. You may start your letter something like this. Espero que este correo lo encuentre bien. Hoping this email finds you well. And of course you would change lo to la if you're talking to a woman. Espero que este correo la encuentre bien. Another introduction could be, reciba ante todo un saludo cordial, which means something like, first of all, please accept my cordial greeting. Reciba ante todo un saludo cordial. Or you might start at something like this. Un gusto estar en contacto con usted, which means it's a pleasure to be in contact with you. Un gusto estar en contacto con usted. Then you're going to want to go on and say who it is that's writing. And of course, to express that, we either say, me llamo, and your name, or mi nombre es, and your name. You could also say at this point, your name and the company or department you are writing from. Next, we want to explain why we are writing. Why are we sending this email? Ways to express that are aprovecho para informarle que, which means I'm writing to inform you that. Literally, I am taking advantage of the opportunity to inform you that. So again, aprovecho para informarle que, blah, blah, blah. Or you could say, le escribo de parte de so-and-so, which means I'm writing on behalf of, and then who you're writing on behalf of. Le escribo de parte de mi madre. Le escribo de parte de mi hijo. Another way to explain your motivo is me dirijo a usted con el fin de. I'm writing to you in order to, and then your reason. Me dirijo a usted con el fin de solicitar su catálogo de productos. Another nice phrase is me es muy grato comunicarle que, which means it's a pleasure to inform you that. Me es muy grato comunicarle que el próximo mes va a salir una nueva línea de productos de nuestra empresa. So, it's a pleasure to inform you that next month, a new line of products from our company is coming out. So, we've done our saludo, we've done our introducción and motivo, and now we want to get into the cuerpo del correo, or the body of the letter. The cuerpo del correo is when we give más detalles de la solicitud o desarrollamos el tema de la carta. So, el cuerpo del correo, the body of the letter, is when we develop more details regarding the request or the subject. So, after we've written the body, then we always want to present a call to action in our email. Or in Spanish, we call this una llamada a la acción. You're going to ask your recipient for something or to do something. And finally, we always need to express our gratitude. Expresar gratitud. It's important to thank them. So what are some ways to do this? You could say, quedo muy agradecido por su ayuda. Which means, I am very grateful for your help. And of course, that's in the masculine. If you are a woman, you would say, quedo muy agradecida por su ayuda. Another way to express gratitude is, le agradezco de antemano toda su ayuda. I thank you in advance for all your help. Le agradezco de antemano toda su ayuda. Or you could say, agradezco toda la información que me pueda enviar. I appreciate all the information you can provide. Agradezco toda la información que me pueda enviar. Now, after we express our gratitude, we need to have a polite closing to our email or our letter. El cierre is closing. El cierre. We could say, sin más por el momento, quedo a la espera de su amable respuesta. So, without anything else for the moment, literally, I look forward to your kind response. Sin más por el momento, quedo a la espera de su amable respuesta. You could say, cualquier cosa, estoy a su disposición. I'm available should you need anything. Cualquier cosa, estoy a su disposición. Or you could say, de antemano, le agradezco su atención. So, I thank you in advance for your attention. De antemano, le agradezco su atención. Another way to close the letter would be, Sin otro particular, quedo pendiente de su contestación. Which means basically, I look forward to hearing from you. Sin otro particular, quedo pendiente de su contestación. Or a final way to close it would be, para cualquier duda al respecto, por favor, no dude en contactarme. Which means, for any doubt in this regard, please don't hesitate to call me. Para cualquier duda al respecto, por favor, no dude en contactarme. Finally, we need to sign the letter, and before we do that, we have the farewell, which is la despedida. And in English, this is typically something like sincerely for a business email. In Spanish, the most common despedida is atentamente, atentamente, comma, and then your name. Or you could say sinceramente, sinceramente. Another despedida might be saludos cordiales, which means kind regards. Saludos cordiales. And after your despedida, you want to put your firma or your signature and then your name, typically your title, your company, and contact information. Now, sometimes in English, we have a PS after we sign our letter. And in Spanish, you can do that as well, except you're going to put the letters P and D, P, D. And one of the things you might want to say is, attached are files, archivos adjuntos. So, P, D, archivos adjuntos means PS, there are files attached. Okay, just a couple other useful phrases that you could stick somewhere in your email. And then we're going to go on and compose some sample emails. You could say, según lo que conversamos anteriormente, which means according to our previous conversations, según lo que conversamos anteriormente. You could say, no dude en llamarme si tiene cualquier pregunta, which means feel free to call me if you have any questions. No dude en llamarme si tiene cualquier pregunta. Another helpful phrase is, adjunto encontrará el documento que solicitó previamente. Attached, you'll find the document you previously requested. Adjunto encontrará el documento que solicitó previamente. Another polite phrase you could use is espero sus comentarios al respecto. I'm looking forward to your comments regarding the matter. Espero sus comentarios al respecto. Now, no worries if you didn't get this all, because as always, we will include these phrases along with the sample emails that we're going to work on here shortly and the English translations, all in the show notes for this episode. Just go down to the podcast description and you will find a link to those show notes. Hola amigos. I hope you're enjoying this podcast and learning ways to improve your professional Spanish skills. Interested in one-on-one coaching? In addition to this podcast, I offer private and small group Spanish lessons online for beginner to intermediate speakers. For a limited time, your first session is free. For more details, leave a comment or email businessspanishpodcast@gmail.com. See the show notes for more information. Muy bien, ahora ¿están listos para redactar un correo electrónico? All right, are you ready to draft an email? Espero que sí. We're going to take some of those phrases that we learned, and we're going to put them together and come up with three sample emails just to show you some different polite ways to write a business email. Now, in this first sample email, we're going to be writing a quick little letter to apply for a job. So I am going to read the letter in Spanish, and then we'll break it down and go through it in English, and I will read it again in Spanish. In the asunto, or the subject line, we're going to put puesto de trabajo. And it begins, a quien corresponda. Mi nombre es Ana Isabel García Morales y quisiera postularme para el puesto de analista de finanzas publicado en Indeed el día 25 de octubre. Actualmente soy estudiante de contabilidad en la universidad y me graduaré con honores en diciembre de este año. Cuento con 2 años de experiencia como asistente de nómina en una empresa local. Como puede ver en mi currículum, mi educación y mis capacidades encajan con los requisitos de este puesto. Me gustaría saber más sobre el puesto y espero reunirme con usted para conversar en más detalle sobre esta oportunidad. Le agradezco su atención y espero su pronta contestación. Atentamente, Ana Isabel García Morales, estudiante de finanzas, Universidad del Valle, PD. Adjunto, le envío mi currículum. All right, now let's take it piece by piece, and we're going to read it a little slower and translate or at least give the meaning of what we're reading. In the subject line, again, which is asunto, we put puesto de trabajo, so job position. And our saludo is a quien corresponda, which is to whom it may concern, basically. Mi nombre es Ana Isabel García Morales, and my name is, y quisiera postularme para el puesto de analista de finanzas. And I would like to apply. Okay, so I would like, we use that polite quisiera, apply. You could also say solicitar el puesto. But if you use postular, it needs to be reflexive. Quisiera postularme para el puesto de analista de finanzas. So, I would like to apply for the job of financial analyst publicado en Indeed el día 25 de octubre. That was published on Indeed the 25th of October. Actualmente soy estudiante de contabilidad en la universidad. So she goes on to explain what is her current situation. Right now, I am an accounting student in college. Y me graduaré con honores en diciembre de este año. And I will graduate with honors in December of this year. Next, she tells us a little bit about her experience and why she is a good candidate for this position. Cuento con 2 años de experiencia como asistente de nómina en una empresa local. I have 2 years of experience as a payroll assistant at a local company. Como puede ver en mi currículum, so as you can see in my resume, mi educación y mis capacidades encajan con los requisitos de este puesto. So my education and my skills match or are in line with the requirements for this position. Me gustaría saber más sobre el puesto. I would like to learn more or know more about this position. Y espero reunirme con usted para conversar en más detalle sobre esta oportunidad. and I would like to meet with you to speak in more detail about this opportunity. Then we have the gratitud part and a call to action, right? Le agradezco su atención y espero su pronta contestación. So I appreciate your attention to this matter and I look forward to your quick reply. Atentamente, Ana Isabel García Morales. So sincerely, Ana Isabel. And then she puts her contact information, or at least her title, what she's doing. Estudiante de Finanzas, Universidad del Valle. So finance student at the Del Valle University. And then she puts the postscript, PD, adjunto, le envío mi currículum. So PS, I am attaching my resume. So this would be very different from an email or a text message that you might send to somebody that you know, a friend or a relative. This is very polite. We're using usted. And you can tell we're using just a little bit of different, more formal language. And that's what you want to do in a business email of any type. So we're just talking about those phrases and best practices in Spanish. Now let's listen to that one more time. ¿A quién corresponda? Mi nombre es Ana Isabel García Morales y quisiera postularme para el puesto de analista de finanzas publicado en Indeed el día 25 de octubre. Actualmente soy estudiante de contabilidad en la universidad y me graduaré con honores en diciembre de este año. Cuento con 2 años de experiencia como asistente de nómina en una empresa local. Como puede ver en mi currículum, mi educación y mis capacidades encajan con los requisitos de este puesto. Me gustaría saber más sobre el puesto y espero reunirme con usted para conversar en más detalle sobre esta oportunidad. Le agradezco su atención y espero su pronta contestación. Atentamente, Ana Isabel García Morales, estudiante de Finanzas, Universidad del Valle, PD. Adjunto, le envío mi currículum. Okay, next, we're going to look at a sample email inviting a guest to the Business Spanish podcast. So I'm going to read it and then we'll break it down as we did in the first email. Asunto. Invitación al podcast. Estimado licenciado Fernández, reciba ante todo un saludo cordial. Me llamo Michelle Zavala Hagerat y me dirijo a usted con el fin de presentarle mi podcast Business Spanish. Este proyecto tiene como fin enseñar el español de negocios a los estudiantes de niveles principiante e intermedio mediante una plataforma informativa, divertida e interactiva. Me agrada informarle que este podcast cuenta con una audiencia en 44 países del mundo. Quisiera invitarlo a ser entrevistado en uno de los episodios, en el cual usted tendrá la oportunidad de contarnos sobre su negocio y los servicios que ofrece. Usted puede visitar el enlace a continuación para escuchar el podcast. Le agradezco su colaboración y sin más por el momento, quedo a la espera de su amable respuesta. Sinceramente, Michelle Zavala Hagerat, fundadora de Business Spanish. Enlace businessspanish.buzzsprout.com. Doesn't this sound like an exciting invitation? If I was Licenciado Fernandez, I would reply right away and say, yeah, I'd like to be on your show. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at this piece by piece. Asunto, subject, invitación al podcast. Invitation to the podcast. Estimado Licenciado Fernandez. So, dear Licenciado, if you remember back to our very first episode, this is a title given to somebody often with a bachelor's degree. Licenciado. Estimado Licenciado Fernandez. Reciba ante todo un saludo cordial. First of all, let me start by giving you a warm greeting. Me llamo Michelle Zavala Hegrat y me dirijo a usted con el fin de presentarle mi podcast Business Spanish. So me llamo, my name is Michelle, and I am writing to you to present you my Business Spanish podcast. Este proyecto tiene como fin enseñar el español de negocios a los estudiantes de niveles principiante e intermedio. So, this project's objective is to teach business Spanish to students that are in beginner and intermediate levels mediante una plataforma informativa, divertida e interactiva. Through a platform that is informative, fun, and interactive. Me agrada informarle que este podcast, I am excited or I am pleased to inform you that this podcast cuenta con una audiencia en 44 países del mundo, has an audience in 44 countries around the world. So this is the second time you've heard this little construction, cuenta con or cuento con. Contar con literally means kind of to count on, but it can be translated as to have or possess. Or we usually talk about when you have experience or when a building has certain facilities or characteristics to it. Contar con. All right, back to our email. Quisiera invitarlo a ser entrevistado en uno de los episodios. I would like to invite you to be interviewed on one of our episodes, en el cual usted tendrá la oportunidad, in which, so in el cual, in the one which, so we're talking about the episode, in which you will have the opportunity de contarnos sobre su negocio y los servicios que ofrece, to tell us about your business and the services that it offers. Usted puede visitar el enlace a continuación para escuchar el podcast. You can visit the link below to listen to the podcast. So, el enlace is one way to talk about a hyperlink. A lot of times you may just hear the English word el link, or el vínculo is also another way. A continuación is a phrase that means below or the following, and when you're referring to a different part of the letter. So you can visit the link below to listen to the podcast. Le agradezco su colaboración. I thank you for your cooperation or your collaboration. Y sin más por el momento, and without anything else for now, quedo a la espera de su amable respuesta. I wait for your kind response. Sinceramente, Michelle Zavala Hegrat. And then I give my title, Fundadora de Business Spanish, Founder of Business Spanish. A man would be fundador. And then I give the enlace, and then the hyperlink to the Business Spanish podcast. Great. Now we're going to back up and listen to that once more without stopping. Asunto. Invitación al podcast. Estimado licenciado Fernández, reciba ante todo un saludo cordial. Me llamo Michelle Zavala Hagerat y me dirijo a usted con el fin de presentarle mi podcast Business Spanish. Este proyecto tiene como fin enseñar el español de negocios a los estudiantes de niveles principiante e intermedio mediante una plataforma informativa, divertida e interactiva. Me agrada informarle que este podcast cuenta con una audiencia en 44 países del mundo. Quisiera invitarlo a ser entrevistado en uno de los episodios, en el cual usted tendrá la oportunidad de contarnos sobre su negocio y los servicios que ofrece. Usted puede visitar el enlace a continuación para escuchar el podcast. Le agradezco su colaboración y sin más por el momento, quedo a la espera de su amable respuesta. Sinceramente, Michelle Zavala Hagerat, fundadora de Business Spanish. Enlace businessspanish.buzzsprout.com. Ya llegamos al último ejemplo. In this example, we will be inviting a company's subcontractors to a conference. Asunto: conferencia para subcontratistas. Apreciados señores, espero que este correo los encuentre bien. Soy Guillermo Álvaro Rivera de Grupo Chilango. Aprovecho para informarles que el día 5 de diciembre se llevará a cabo una conferencia para los subcontratistas de nuestra empresa. Les adjunto a este correo más información sobre el evento y los temas a tratar. No duden en hacer su reserva con anticipación para asegurar su participación en este gran encuentro. Como siempre, estamos muy agradecidos por su colaboración. Si tienen alguna pregunta, no duden en comunicarse conmigo. Sinceramente, Guillermo Álvaro Rivera, gerente de Relaciones Externas, Grupo Chilango. Anexos. Did you understand all that? Let's go back to the beginning of this email and we're going to break it down again, line by line. So we started with asunto, conferencia para contratistas. The subject is a conference for subcontractors. And the saludo to this email is apreciados señores. So in this case, we don't know necessarily, we don't have the name of the people this is addressed to. It is addressed to a group. And so we're going to make it plural and we're going to just say señores, apreciados señores. Espero que este correo los encuentre bien. I hope that this email finds you well. And again, email is correo electrónico, but it's often shortened to just correo, which means mail. Soy Guillermo Álvaro Rivera de Grupo Chilango. So, I am, or my name is Guillermo Álvaro from Chilango Group. Aprovecho para informarles, so I'm taking the opportunity to let you know, que el día 5 de diciembre, that on December 5th, se llevará a cabo una conferencia. A conference will take place. Llevar a cabo is to take place or carry out or accomplish or perform, so on. And we are using the impersonal se. Una conferencia para los subcontratistas de nuestra empresa. A conference for the subcontractors of our company. Les adjunto a este correo. I'm attaching to this email. Más información sobre el evento. More information about the event. Y los temas a tratar. And the subjects that will be covered. No duden en hacer su reserva con anticipación. Don't hesitate to make your reservation ahead of time. Para asegurar su participación en este gran encuentro. To make sure you can participate in this get-together. Como siempre, estamos muy agradecidos. As always, we are very thankful por su colaboración. For your collaboration. Si tienen alguna pregunta, no duden en comunicarse conmigo. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to get in contact with me. Sinceramente, Guillermo Álvaro Rivera, Gerente de Relaciones Externas, Manager of External Relations, Grupo Chilango. And then finally, we have anexos. Anexos is another word for attachments. I want you to pay close attention. This is the only email that we had addressed to a group, ustedes. The other emails addressed a singular person, usted, but in this case we are addressing more than one person, and so we use ustedes. Now let's listen to that one more time. Asunto. Conferencia para subcontratistas. Apreciados señores. Espero que este correo los encuentre bien. Soy Guillermo Álvaro Rivera de Grupo Chilango. Aprovecho para informarles que el día 5 de diciembre se llevará a cabo una conferencia para los subcontratistas de nuestra empresa. Les adjunto a este correo más información sobre el evento y los temas a tratar. No duden en hacer su reserva con anticipación para asegurar su participación en este gran encuentro. Como siempre, estamos muy agradecidos por su colaboración. Si tienen alguna pregunta, no duden en comunicarse conmigo. Sinceramente, Guillermo Álvaro Rivera, Gerente de Relaciones Externas, Grupo Chilango. Anexos. Excelente, compañeros. ¿Aprendieron algo nuevo hoy? Did you learn something new today? If so, please make sure that you leave us a comment and don't forget to email us and let us know what kind of themes and subjects you would like us to cover in future episodes. Our email is businessspanishpodcast@gmail.com. Ha sido un placer trabajar con ustedes el día de hoy y sin más por el momento, me despido cordialmente. Adiós.